Back on Drive Time Lincoln at 5:23 on 1400 KLIN. It is 76 degrees now in Lincoln. Very glad to have you with us. I'm Kevin Thomas, and when we left off just a few minutes ago, a conversation I had earlier today with Lincoln Diocese Bishop James Conley, who has been in Washington, D.C., on the East Coast, as a matter of fact, but in Washington, D.C. for the last couple days, to take part in the Pope's visit to the United States. And we want to pick up that conversation here with just a few more questions for Bishop Conley on Drive Time Lincoln. Again, this is a conversation from earlier today as the travel plans finally worked out, so we're able to have a quick conversation with a bishop, and let's pick that up here on Drive Time Lincoln on 1400 KLIN. It's been interesting to see how many people have been, just been glued to TV screens this past couple days watching the activity of the Pope. And we've also heard many stories about how church attendance has dropped since the last time a Pope came to the United States. Do you think a visit like this from Pope Francis can have that ability to reinvigorate the church as a whole?
Well, I would hope so. We'll see. I don't know. But I would hope so that people would be able to get in touch with something deep within themselves after hearing his words and hearing the urgency he has in his talks so far, and I'm sure they're going to continue for unity, for dialogue, for people to work together for the common good in our common home, the earth. I mean, all these things that all these themes that are very much close to his heart and things that he's been repeating, not just in this trip, but from the beginning, but trying to appeal to everyone of goodwill, to look after each other, to love our brothers and sisters, to seek God, and however you come to God. And I hope that it has the effect of helping people to get in touch with their own spiritual roots and maybe come back to church, whatever church they're going to. And certainly for us as Catholics, I hope that it appeals to those maybe Catholics who have quit going to church for whatever reason, to come back home. I hope that'll happen, and we can only pray that it will.
Bishop, I'm wondering what you thought the effect of the address of Congress today, because it was historic. This is the first time that a Pope has addressed Congress today. There are a number of Catholics in that body, and while some may agree with the Pope in some political regard, others probably disagree, and I think there are varying degrees on both sides of the aisle. I wonder what you think the effect of having the Pope speak directly to them in their, essentially in their house, in their building, what effect that may have on them going forward. Do you think it makes them view some of the issues that are contentious here in the United States in a different light, having seen the Pope address those right in front of them?
I think so. Like you mentioned, Kevin, that he's challenging everyone to be authentic. And I think I would hope that those Catholics that are in Congress, and there are a good number of them, who might hold positions that are contrary to church's teaching, whether it be on the life issues or marriage or family, that it might help them, hopefully, help them to reexamine their positions and to get back in touch with core teachings of our faith. And I hope that that's what happens. And I think that, speaking to a body like Congress with the Supreme Court justices there and, everyone that's involved in our country and the government, and to raise their sights, you might say, to raise their sights and to look at the big picture, the permanent things.
Bishop James Conley with us today on Drive Time Lincoln on 1400 KLIN. He's been in Washington, D.C. the last few days as meetings both with the Pope and other meetings, and just being a part of the Pope's visit to the United States for the first time, Pope Francis. And Bishop, I want to ask about, before I let you go, I do want to ask about one thing that I noticed yesterday that I thought was interesting, and I wonder if you can reflect on this a little bit. Because we were watching, I think everybody was able to see it on TV, and if they weren't, I'll describe the scene. This is after the White House visit and after the parade, but there is the meeting with the bishops and the United States bishops there. I know several hundred were there, but as the Pope was coming down the center aisle of the cathedral, there were so many cell phone cameras being held up by bishops, and I know you're one of them because I know you posted on social media a picture of the Pope walking by. And so take me into that moment, into that meeting, if you will. Is there part of you that almost forgets you're a bishop and is taken back to a place of your early days in the church at just seeing the Pope being at that proximity, just feet away? Describe that feeling for us.
Well, I think for us bishops, and at that, you know, that particular event when he was speaking to us as a, it was interesting. He was speaking to us as a brother, bishop, because he's the Bishop of Rome, but also as a father. And I know it was very emotional for me to be so close to him, but yet the message he gave us and the tone of his voice was very much familial. I mean, it was like we were at home, we were with our father. He was encouraging us, trying to inspire us, and there was just this great solidarity and familial spirit there. And so I think we were all touched by that, and you know, we really felt a real warmth in his words and an encouragement and inspiration.
Bishop Conley, I know it's been a very busy few days for you in Washington, D.C., so I very much appreciate you making some time for us to talk to us on Drive Time Lincoln. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. It's always good to be with you.
Again, that was a conversation I had earlier today, just a few hours ago, with Bishop James Conley of the Lincoln Diocese, as it's been just a hectic last couple days. He said earlier in the conversation, just trying to keep up with the Pope. But he has been in Washington, D.C., and glad that he could share a little bit of that experience with us this afternoon on Drive Time Lincoln. If you missed any of that, we'll get it podcasted at KLIN.com. Couple parts in that interview. It was kind of a long interview, but we were able to get most of it on the air this afternoon on Drive Time Lincoln. So again, thank you to Bishop Conley for making that happen today on Drive Time. It's 5:30 now. We've got a check of Fox News coming up in just seconds, then KLIN Newsroom and Fantasy Huskers 10 minutes away on Drive Time Lincoln.